Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Masam Yaakov Shom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yud. The Gemara in Mudav says, "Rosh Chodesh Lav Moedu." Is Rosh Chodesh a Moed? Says Gemara, "Yeah, Rosh Chodesh is a Moed." Why? Tomar Abaye Tamuz Deushato Milu Milu. Tachtiv Kara Lai Moed Lishbur Bachurai. The Chesh recalls that to be that when the Miraglim came back and cried after they came back was the night of Tisha B'Av. Night Tamud Lepuronus. Why? Because that day, that year, the month of Tammuz was 30 days, not 29 days. So he pushed Rosh Chodesh. It was Kora Lai Moed Lishbar Bachurai. He called the Moed of Rosh Chodesh in order to get Tisha B'Av on the day of Tisha B'Av, which is Yom Muad Lepuronus. So you see, referring to Rosh Chodesh, we call it Moed. Now we'll start with a Ha'ara of the Yaris Dvash, of Innocent Ibishit. So he asks, it's mashmah, it's seemingly, we see from the Gemara, that the reason we push Tisha B'Av, that the Miraglim should come at Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the day of Mu'ud Lepronus. And that's what brought the destruction of Beis HaMikdash that day. And if the Miraglim would not be coming at Tisha B'Av, come a different day, it would not be the destruction of Beis HaMikdash that day. So I asked the Yaris Dvash, I asked the Yonison, so what's pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it? Korelai Moed Lishbarach B'Churi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a Moed in order to make sure that Tisha B'Av falls on that day so there will be Chur in Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't he allow that year Rosh Chodesh will be a day earlier, it won't fall on Tisha B'Av and it won't be Chur in Beis HaMikdash? So says the Sefer Ein Shmuel. And so I saw it brings the Ein Elio. Because he says in the Medrash that when there is Chur in Beis HaMikdash, it's actually a big bracha. Why? Because shofar chamoso al eitzim va'avonim. Kivyochav Am Yisrael are doing chatoim. They can chas v'shalom be destroyed because of that. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts the anger on the eitzim va'avonim on Beis HaMikdash, so Am Yisrael survive. So it's a bracha that we, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is besoiviv, that will fall on Tisha B'Av, so the destruction of Beis HaMikdash will be in lieu of punishing Am Yisrael. And this yisoid leads us to a gevaldik of tzaddik akoyin. He speaks about it in a few places, but one place is a pre-tzaddik in Menach and Rosh Chodesh Av Ois Aleph. The Deir of Tzaddik points out that how do we know that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? We learn from this pasuk, Korelai Moed, which refers to Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av, l'chora, is the worst month that we have in the year. The month where we're going to have the destruction of both Bote Mikdash. Why is Rosh Chodesh called Moed? We learn specifically from Rosh Chodesh Av. So says Reb Tzaddik, because in general, Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, but it's not a perfect Moed. The Moed is, we spoke about in the previous year, is Lasid Lavoi, the Levana will be so big, but right now it's very small. So we have a Moed because we know it's going to come in the future. He says, Lasid Lavoi, Rosh Chodesh will be a really gevizunte, big Moed, full of Gdusha. And so, by the way, brings the Ben Yoyado over here, that Lasid Lavoi will be a Rosh Chodesh, will be a Moed Gomer. So what is the Moed of Rosh Chodesh right now? It's the good which is Tomun Begavei. It's the potential that this day has that will come Lasid Lavoi, but it's not there yet. It's just in it. It's hidden in it and you'll get to it. That's the idea of Chodesh Av. The month of Av seems to be the time of destruction. But BMS, as we just mentioned, the Eini Shmuel, the name of the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kila chamos al eitzi v'avonim. Tisha B'Av is the gilui of the Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Am Yisrael, the fact that Am Yisrael survives. That's why it's brought down that Tisha B'Av is when Mashiach is born. Because when you get to the destruction and you see the destruction is not completely destroying Am Yisrael, that has all the geula in it. The letter that represents the Chodesh Av is the letter Tess. And the letter Tess, the first time Tess appears in the Torah, is the word Toiv. That means Tess represents Toiv. How can Chodesh Av be Toiv? Because even though the Toiv is now on the surface, you don't see the Toiv. It's a hidden Toiv. It's Tuvei Gonis Begavei. It's the Toiv hidden underneath it. Marav Tuv Choshet Sofantel Yirecho. The Ikara Toiv is the Toiv that's hidden, that comes out from the Choshech and appears when you see how everything is actually good. Meaning the special Moed of Rosh Chodesh which has the good, which is not right now fully here, but it's the potential and the good which is hidden in it, is exactly comparable to Rosh Chodesh Av, which the Toiv is not apparent, but it's Tamun in it. And this is why Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shapir, that's how he always used to mention, that Tisha B'Av itself is called Moed from the same Pasuk. Because Tisha B'Av itself is the Moed of the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way which is not apparent, but it's underneath the surface. The idea of Kilech HaMosol Eitzi V'Avoni, the Nechama that comes from the destruction. Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, even though right now it looks like the Levona is small, the Levona is diminished, the Chiddush Levona is not so exciting, but it has in it the potential of the Chiddush Lasid Lavoi, which was going to be a Moed Gomor. That is the special Moed of Rosh Chodesh, which is specifically Mischadish in Rosh Chodesh Av. V'advoyim Nifloim Ad LeMoed. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, so what's a good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.